want to welcome you to the radio ministry of Church of the Promise in Iway, Louisiana, with Pastors Dwayne and Cindy Daigle. We're a non-denominational Bible teaching ministry with a passion to help God's people find their place in the kingdom of God. We want you to know that your life counts and that God wants to give you a hope and a future. We trust that you'll be both blessed and challenged by today's message. Here is Pastor Daigle.
The title of this message is How to Be a Great Servant. It is from the series of things that Jesus taught. This message is based on command number 34, Servant of All. We pray that it is a blessing to your life.
You know, when you put those two words together, great and servant, you know, in our mind, great and servant doesn't go together unless you understand some things spiritually. Typically, we think of servant as a little more lowly and great as, you know, up high. But Jesus taught us how to be a great servant. And, you know, it's kind of like, you know, saying, you know, non-fat bacon or something like that. I mean, you can make some stuff that you call bacon, it's non-fat, but it ain't bacon. Can I get an amen? Being a great servant, it almost seems like those two words contradict each other. But how many of you know that when Jesus taught, everything he taught contradicted worldly wisdom? It just really, he said stuff that just went so against the grain. And he would do it on purpose because he was trying to get people out of wrong mindsets that over the years had been set into them. Now, how many of you know that even today we can have wrong mindsets, things that have imprinted into us through our culture and so on and so forth? And so, again, we're talking about how to be a great servant, and I guess I've kind of got on the